You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Surrender, The Heart God Controls by Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth. This book is read by Sarah Zimmerman. This audio recording was produced in 2016 by Christian Audio, which owns a copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Moody Publishers. Originally published in English as Surrender, copyright 2003-2005 by Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. From the Valley of Vision, a collection of Puritan prayers and devotion. O God, whose will conquers all, there is no comfort in anything apart from enjoying Thee, and being engaged in Thy service. Thou art all in all, and all enjoyments are what to me Thou makest them, and no more. I am well pleased with Thy will, whatever it is, or should be, in all respects. And if Thou bidst me decide for myself in any affair, I would choose to refer all to Thee, for Thou art infinitely wise, and cannot do amiss, as I am in danger of doing. I rejoice to think that all things are at thy disposal, and it delights me to leave them there. I can of myself do nothing to glorify thy blessed name, but I can, through grace, cheerfully surrender soul and body to thee. Foreword by Jim Cimbala, Senior Pastor at the Brooklyn Tabernacle. I will never forget that special visit to Lima, Peru. I was on my way to preach in Argentina, but stopped for a few days to attend the annual conference of a national movement of churches dedicated to spreading the gospel of Christ throughout all of Peru. The service that evening was a blessing, even though I had to depend greatly on an interpreter sitting next to me. In the middle of the meeting, the leadership called to the platform a young couple who seemed to be in their late 20s. As the leaders introduced them to the audience and prepared to pray for them, the congregation began singing a beautiful Spanish chorus of worship to the Lord. Suddenly, the presence of the Lord descended on that service in a palpable and fresh way. I turned to my friend and asked what exactly was going on. It turned out the young couple had been trained to minister God's word and were leaving after much prayer to pioneer a church in a remote jungle area in Peru. I learned later that they had no church building or congregation waiting for them, nor a home prepared to live in. With only the few dollars the conference gave them, this man and his wife were stepping out in faith and total surrender to God's purpose for their lives. 101 things we might worry about were as nothing to them. I still remember their shining faces and the tears of joy in their eyes. I also can never forget how God melted and ministered to my own heart through their surrender to Jesus. The highest possible worship and service to God is when we obey the Apostle Paul's plea in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Christianity without this principle of heart surrender to our living Lord is a contradiction of the very essence of following Jesus. It produces spiritually bankrupt lives and churches that are listless and impotent. It does require grace to sing hallelujah to God, but far more grace is needed to sincerely sing, I surrender all. Many years ago, a young Methodist minister was struggling with his calling and a severe attack of discouragement. He was hoping his assignment from God might change, but his superiors reappointed him to the same difficult place of ministry. As the spiritual crisis deepened within him, he came to the breaking point of surrender to God's will, no matter what that might mean. That day, he also wrote a hymn that is one of the first I remember hearing in church as a child. His Way with Thee by C.S. Nussbaum. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you can never fall? Let him have his way with thee.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?